All right. You can do this. Your work is beyond question in all things, Kava. Let's run down the list. Your salt circle is immaculate. Your offering is generous. Your research is very thorough. Okay, I don't have time to go over this again. All that's left is to put down the mirror, the offering. There. Let's hope they find that appealing enough. Take a deep breath. Cast your spell with firm intentions. And remember, you're the one holding the leash here. Did it work? Did it not work? Damn it! Wait, there you are. Hello. That's a very subtle entrance. I expected more smoke, more fanfare and spectacle. Oh my gods. If you're not immediately visible, then the person who tried to summon you would think that they failed. And you would get to see their reaction to that failure. And you would know how badly they wanted to talk to you. Thus tipping their hand. Very clever. What? Are you just going to stare at me? You made the choice to come when I called, and I heard you were talkative. Very well, I will speak until you are ready. My name is Kava. I am a student here at the university. No, we're in the basement of one of the bars outside campus. No, naturally I couldn't summon you inside of the school. Yes, the salt circle limits your movement. You'll find no fault in it. And there's no wind here in the basement to disturb it. I thought of everything. You can't go beyond the limits I've created. The lines. And if my calculations are correct, you can return to your plane whenever you'd like. This is a conversation, not a trap. Yes, well, I had to do something to stop you from entering this plane and causing chaos. No, I don't need to know your name. It's not important. I've researched you. You're not going to give me your real name anyway. I know your tricks. They call you the Piper Demon, so that's what I'll call you in my notes. You don't have to look so flattered. Everyone knows how you operate. When people hear your music, they become your puppets. I'm not easily fooled. If you start to sing or make any noise that isn't talking, I'll banish you right back to where you came from. Understood? Good. No. No, I don't make a habit of summoning demons. And this is my first time, but I need information. Then why did I summon you specifically, if you're so dangerous and, not another demon? That's a good question. I did an analysis of demons that I thought I could get my hands on and ranked them. You seemed like the best bet. I know I'm smart enough to avoid a little bit of music, and you have special talents that I think can help me. You don't seem offended. That's good. I want a dispassionate conversation. You see, I already told you, my name is Kava. Yes, I am a student, but I don't see how. My major is metaphysics. It doesn't matter. Now, listen to me. A girl has gone missing from the university. According to my research, you... The missing girl is a friend of mine. Look, I read that you spend a lot of time looking through the mirrors on this plane. Yeah, I left you a mirror as an offering. You might have seen something. I think she was abducted. Why should you help me? Look, I'm not asking for a lot of help. Just some information. Did you see anything? My friend is a bit short and blonde. She wears white robes. Maybe? Maybe you saw something? What kind of answer is that? Come on! I made you an offering and everything. Shouldn't you be more fearful? What if I wanted to dissect you on a lab table? Look, please help me. I'm in a terrible rush. Time flows differently for demons. Well, I'm sure that's fascinating, but I don't have a lot of time. Even for good-looking demons. Stop grinning at me. I know you can't cross that line of salt unless it's disturbed. I don't want the attention of a demon. I'm a good student. I'm not going to risk everything in my life for a deal with some mirror-watching music demon, okay? What am I willing to do? To save my friend? Anything. Everything. I've already summoned a demon. The dark arts. I've summoned you. I'm so worried about my friend. I can take a step closer. I get quiet when I'm upset. It's probably hard for you to hear me. I am under a lot of stress. Thank you. No one seems to understand how dire this is. I think she went missing in the ballroom, and the walls there are mirrored. You must know that room. I'm sure you've watched the balls before, right? If I could see through mirrors into another world, I would watch the rooms where people dance. Don't say maybe when I ask you. This is serious. No, you're right. No one else seems to care enough that she's missing. There's a search party and some people made posters, but that's it. These next few hours are crucial. I would do anything to make sure she was safe. You wouldn't know what it's like to be worried about a friend. You're a demon. So it means you don't have friends. You just try to trick humans into making deals with you. Or escaping. Yeah, talking to you is my last resort. I've been awake for hours just researching you. What did I learn about you? I learned you're a cunning manipulator. A lesser demon with a big list of accomplishments. You use mirrors and hypnosis with that flute of yours. Or any kind of music. You've made thralls of humans, even other demons. I'm not impressed by you. I'm agitated by you. Just tell me if you saw anyone take my friend. I have to come closer to you. Okay, fine. Here I am. Are you going to help me or not? You want a kiss? Shut up. I'm a researcher. I'm not a love-starved freshman who reads a bunch of romance novels. But you'll tell me what you know if I do. That isn't a bad deal. All right. I could give you a kiss without getting in that circle with you. And you promise you'll tell me if you saw anything after. All right. But I'm doing this for my friend. Your lips are so warm. Why? What is that haunting melody? Is that you humming? Against my lips? You really are beautiful. I love the way your hair falls in front of your eye. I noticed that about you right away. I feel dizzy. You kissed me so well, my foot popped out a bit. Like a romance novel. You're brushing my hair back. Thank you. The salt circle. No! You can't escape. I'm not letting go of you. You at least have to tell me. Tell me if you saw who took my friend. Oh, by the gods, you did see. Thank you. No, I'm not letting go of you. You're not going anywhere. You're going back to where you came from. No! Oh my gods, there they go. I had to cover my ears or I would have been under their spell again. Great job, Kava. Outstanding. There's a demon on the loose and you don't even have time to deal with it. I'll find them later. God. I can't stop thinking about that kiss. This is going to be a really big problem.